Hi everyone, this is the May 3rd, 2010 Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you. Thanks so much for listening. Well, we've made it into the fifth month of this year. Spring is definitely upon us, although it feels more like June going into July. We've had very unseasonable, like, warm, humid weather since yesterday. And I'm recording this on a Monday in the morning, and it feels like, you know, just around Independence Day week or something around here. It's been very muggy. I do have an air conditioning unit, but I haven't had the time nor the resources yet to properly install the air conditioner into one of the windows in my apartment. And I'm in the back at the very divinely blessed enchanted studio, of which at least the windows are open, but I just don't have a fan on or anything in here. Anyhow, that's neither here nor there. I'm comfortable, yet it's still a bit muggy this morning. Well, we are connecting again via podcast. If you listen to this on iTunes and would like to leave feedback, good, bad, or indifferent, especially if this podcast has been very helpful to you on your spiritual journey, I would definitely appreciate it. And we have a very full lineup today, in which I will go over what's going on, what we're talking about, and other little bit of tidbits and news. The topic for today's podcast is Infinite Pizza, Small Slice of a Big Universe. Next, I have a reading request for Roseanne. Next, I have a list of upcoming events. And it seems as if my calendar is changing a little bit more rapidly than, or frequently, should I say, than ever before. I just want to make a quick mention about that. Since this podcast is only twice a month, there are events coming up in which I'm not going to be able to highlight in the podcast itself. If you are on Facebook or Twitter and would like to connect with me for the most recent up-to-the-minute information regarding my whereabouts and so forth, especially with psychic-related stuff, I encourage you to submit a friend request. My email, or should I say my Facebook or Twitter name, they're both the same, Dana333444, Dana333444 for the absolute latest on Facebook and Twitter. Things are changing all the time. I've been invited to another radio show, and well, we'll talk about that in a bit, but things are really starting to pop up all over the place. And that's good that you are in the know, and Facebook and Twitter are the best ways of doing that. After the upcoming events, I also have a reading request for Vicky, and the spirit message is movement powers new energy. Alrighty, let us begin. I've had discussions with people lately regarding time and religion. I believe that due to old programming, old conditioning, going back generations, going back centuries, there seems to be some resistance, or at least, should I say, there seems to be this way of thinking or this mental belief that, A, that there isn't enough time to accomplish what you really want to do, and B, religion is the only connection, or religion itself is the only pathway to the divine. Regardless of what your affiliation is, and I'm not really knocking religion per se, but whether you're Christian, whether you're Hindi, whether you're you practice Judaic traditions, whatever it is, it's still a small slice of a big universe. And that religion does not, I believe, big word coming up, encapsulate the entirety of infinite intelligence. So what do I mean? Infinite intelligence, all that is, the universe, Alpha and Omega, no beginning and no ending, best describes God, or God is one name to call infinite intelligence, Yahweh, Allah. They're just names. They are simply names. Because the universe itself is so vast, you cannot really put a picture, a mental picture, on just how enormous this is. It is so vast. If you can just see the universe as a large, large, insanely large pizza pie. A pizza pie is round. There aren't any corners. No beginning and no ending, especially before a pizza pie is sliced. Where do you begin? Well, there isn't any beginning. Again, the universe is energy. The universe itself is life. Life abundant. Life eternal. Existence is eternal. Try to fathom that. Just really the magnitude, the enormity of the cosmos, the universe, its powerful design. It is endless, it is limitless. That's a huge revelation. And it's because of that wisdom, the preachers, the pastors, the reverends out there don't talk about that. Because when it comes to, let's say, organized religion, it's a way to, I believe, and have always believed, to control our access, our individual access to the divine. In terms of sacred texts, you have your Bible, you have the Torah, you have the Quran. Sacred texts written by man initially are ways of A, depicting historical events throughout time, and B, reminding us of God's existence, reminding us that God has never forgotten about us. Through sacred text, we are reminded of that. We are reminded that God has us already pre-planned, predestined, if you will, on a much grand scale, on a more grand scale, beyond our own perceptions, beyond our own comprehensions. So we are reminded through sacred texts God's place, God's presence, all that is, in our daily lives. But yet, and here's the yet, organized religion, spirituality, is still a very, 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 very small slice of a much bigger universe, or a much bigger entity, of which is the infinite, of which is cosmic, of which is universal. This challenges you to, if you're so inclined, to step outside the box, to reach beyond your comfort zone, and just seeing and feeling and knowing and understanding that we are not limited by religion, and we're certainly not limited by time either. Time and religion are both very small slices of the infinite pizza. So if you can actually consider for a moment that time is really not relevant to the extension and the expansion of the universe, religion is certainly, again, so small, so minuscule, so just a tiny fraction of a larger universe. And embracing the definition of that infinite intelligence and what it means to us on a personal level, individually and collectively, my goodness, there wouldn't be any wars. I was talking to a friend of mine the other night about this, that wars, I'm going to put it out there, and you're going to hate me for it, especially if you're fundamentalist or traditionalist. Wars have always been created or started by opposing religious beliefs. Even beyond territorial, in terms of one country taking over another country, it still goes by religion in the background or even in the foreground. If someone says to you, I'm going to take over your country because I'm Arabic and you're Jewish and you can't be here and I want this land and that land and everything else, that's what's been going on for eons. Look what's happening now in terms of, geez, you know, you have the immigration debate going on in Arizona, and they say that it's fueled by racism or prejudice towards Hispanic immigrants, let's say, and there could be some valid truth to that, although I'm not even going to get into a tangent on that right now, because we're talking like a 2-hour podcast, and well, hey, a podcast is as long as you want it to be. But why are people so riled up to defend and to exclude, instead of just saying, okay, you want to live in this country and you're looking for jobs and you want a better way of life? Okay. Perhaps we can come to some kind of understanding without any preconceived notions or assumptions. Anyhow, I am on a tangent. So, conflicts arise, I believe, because we always put a limitation on something. We restrict, we exclude, we have all of these creeds and dogma and bylaws and regulations. What are we really regulating? Fear regulates, and fear in and of itself is even much tinier in terms of taking a slice out of a big universe. I mean, if you can just once again open your mind to what I'm saying here regarding just how big this universe is. Big. Really big. Then fear fails to exist, because when you look at it, the creation of all that is comes from a place of harmony. Harmony equates limitlessness and supernatural abundance. If it took one so-called spark to create the magnitude of the universe, then what's stopping us from igniting our own sparks to claim our pathways to the divine harmoniously? Okay, so I know that was a very heavy-duty topic to really talk about, and it really comes from self-exploration. If you ever look at TV programs, like, let's say, on the Discovery Channel, and the universe is discussed and just how big it is, it blows your mind. It really blows your mind. So who are we to limit one's point of view regarding God or time if the universe is so much more? Okay. So if you have any questions or comments about today's podcast topic, infinite pizza, small slice of a big universe, feel free to send your questions or comments or feedback to podcast@intuitivedana.com, or you can feel free to connect with me again via Facebook or Twitter, Dana333444. Whew. Heavy duty. Just because I have a podcast doesn't mean it's going to be all light and fluffy subjects all the time. I'm typing because I misspelled a word. Oops. Anyway, we have a reading request today for, I believe the name is pronounced Roseanne. Roseanne, I apologize if I'm screwing up the pronunciation of your name. Please don't kill me. Roseanne. Date of birth, January 9th. She asks, and I assume that Roseanne is female. Roseanne asks, will she find love, or will I find love? Ooh, Roseanne, Roseanne, Roseanne. First and foremost, my lovely Roseanne, you are... you've been searching for love for so long. Love outside of yourself to give you this feeling of completion. I believe that you are an angel sent on earth to do good things for humanity. I wouldn't be surprised that you have some intuitive abilities, or a great deal of intuitive abilities. Who am I to say or limit you? Some. You just are an intuitive, period. Psychic healing, whatever. You are a loving, caring, compassionate person. You might have pets around you because you're a natural nurturer. You are a born caretaker. But I believe because you've loved so much and received so little in return, you've been emotionally bounced around and bruised. I wouldn't be surprised that you're still finding love for that lost little girl inside of you, who's been craving and yearning for respect and safety and stability from a parental figure. And for some reason, that just didn't seem to happen for you. I could be wrong in all of this, but that's what I'm seeing. Will you find love? Well, I mean, Roseanne, I mean, love already exists. Love is already present. Love is already there. Love is already here. Be present to your self-worth. My phone rings. And it is... my relative. I will call relative back in a moment or so after I'm done recording. Excuse me, Roseanne. You don't have to find love, my dear. And I know you're talking in terms of romance, your life mate, your soul partner, I get that. But you don't have to find love, sweetie. Love is already there. It is so around you and within you and through you, and it is you that you are love. If you could just tear down the walls of not feeling loved or always looking for love, that block, that wall that has been built up as like your defense mechanism, tear it down. Open up. Open your heart and receive that love now from the divine, from spirit within. And I believe you've sort of held yourself back, and again, I'm not accusing you of doing anything bad or wrong, but I believe due to fears of not feeling loved from an early age, you sort of believe that love does not exist. So you've built up this wall around you to keep out intruders and invaders and the bad people and the boogeyman and all of that. It's a complex world. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a rather complex world. And, you know, we can be trusting, but there are some people who don't really deserve our trust or our love. If you can just go through a process of healing internally, see yourself as this radiant beacon of love shining from the inside out and covering you in its divine embrace. Stepping outside of your fears, then you'll be able to attract people in your life who are in alignment with your energies and your vibrations. What I would suggest you do also, Roseanne, depending on where you live, is to join this free networking site called meetup.com, meetup.com, based on your interests. Let's say, for instance, you like baseball, or you like to sew, or you like pottery. You know, whatever you're passionate about in terms of an interest or a hobby or something you want to share with others in your neighborhood, in your region, in your local area, sign up online, meetup.com, and look for meetup groups in your area based on your interest and start going out there. For you, I wouldn't quite recommend online dating as of yet, because you really need to be around people first to make some new friends and to establish some new connections. So for you personally, I wouldn't do the online dating. because I think you're still a little bit vulnerable, and online dating may prove to be a little bit too much, and even a little bit disappointing. By going to a meetup group, you don't have any expectations. You're just going to meet new people. You're not putting any pressure on yourself to find love, because love is already there. Love is there, as I said. Love is present. So go to meetup and find groups in your area that resonate with you in terms of hobbies, maybe even religious beliefs or whatever you want to call it, and just start bonding with people. That's going to help you tear down that wall that you've put up. That misconception, that untruth about you, that love has to be found on the outside. And I believe in a couple of months, depending how soon you get yourself out there, you're going to be exploring a lot more about yourself. And especially exploring your road to inner happiness. Summer is just about here. I mean, it feels like it. So don't stay in the house. I mean, I'm not the dating kind, I'll admit to that. But I'll go to places. I'll go to Native American powwows. You know, I belong to quite a few meetup groups myself. There is one in particular that I meet up with at least on a frequent basis, and you know, I've become, you know, good friends with those on that meetup group. And you just never know who you might come into contact with or who you might bond with. Okay? So try meetup.com, find groups in your area based on your interests and your hobbies and so forth, even political views, it doesn't matter. And try that on for a size for a while and see what happens in 2 months. Okay? And Roseanne, thank you very much for your question. And if you out there have a question for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send your first name, or you can say initials or anonymous, but you gotta let me know. Your complete date of birth, please. Month, day, and year. I have podcast listeners from all over the world. And I forget that in most countries, well, actually every country except for the United States, we read the calendar by month, day, and year. So you have to let me know month, day, and year, because I do a little bit of numerology and I don't want to screw up your numbers if I am misreading your date of birth. And your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Okie dokie. Moving right along. Where are we? In this big universe. Upcoming events. And I have quite a few. I'm listing as many as I know right now that are confirmed, as I alluded to earlier on in this podcast. If you want to know the absolute latest of what's happening with me, I definitely encourage you to send a friend request via Facebook or Twitter, Dana333444. NorthNYClightworkers.net is another website where you can find rather recent information, but the Facebook and Twitter is like, as soon as I know something's coming up, bam. And I don't even have to be online to put something up on my Facebook page or my profile page. I can put something up via my cell phone through text messaging. As soon as something comes up, and as long as I have my phone, I'm going to text it on Facebook and Twitter instantly, keeping you up to date. And I do have both a fan page and a profile page on Facebook, but just hook up with me. You'll get all the latest. Anyhow, tonight, Monday, May 3rd at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, I am yet again a guest on Michael Long's Journey into Light on blogtalkradio.com for an hour. Michael has been such a gracious host for the past several weeks, just allowing me to do what I do as an intuitive, as a psychic medium on his radio show. Naturally, this show is only accessible by internet. I do believe, however, you can call into the show just to listen on your phone if you don't have internet access. Unfortunately, shame on me, I don't have the phone number, but I believe you can call the show. It's a toll number, so long-distance rates may apply, but you can call the show on your regular phone or your cell phone or your iPhone, whatever, and listen to the show as it's going on if you chose not to listen to it live on the internet. But anyhow, I'm going to be a guest again tonight. Definitely please tune in. Call in the show for free readings. And that website is blogtalkradio.com/journeyintolight. blogtalkradio.com/journeyintolight. The phone number that appears there, I believe, gives you access to the show if you just want to listen to it over the phone as an option to the internet. And I hope to connect with you tonight, May 3rd, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Journey into Light. Next, tomorrow night, Tuesday, May 4th, at 8 p.m., I've been invited, although I'm not sure if time is going to allow, let's say, or, well, it's only a one-hour show anyway, so it's up to the producer, but I'm going to be there anyhow. If you are in Queens, New York, and you have Time Warner Cable, I'm going to be appearing, or at least I'll be somewhere in the vicinity of the studio itself, on Goddess BBW TV show, 8 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow, Tuesday, May 4th. I don't have Time Warner Cable. I have Cablevision, so well, obviously, if I'm going to be at the studio, I'm going to access it. But it's going to be on Queens, New York, Time Warner Cable, Channel 34 in the New York area. Goddess BBW is hosted by Nancy Goddess. I had the very distinct pleasure of meeting Nancy in person finally after a lot of phone calls this past Saturday night at her Goddess BBW party, and I gave her a free reading, and she was very impressed, and she invited me to at least be in attendance on her show with the possibility of being interviewed on her show. It's not a definite guarantee, but chances are likely, hopefully. If you're not able to access the show, if it's outside of your viewing area, I believe there is streaming video online through the GoddessBBW.com website. GoddessBBW.com, that's GoddessBBW, for a big, beautiful woman, .com. So, tentatively, that is a word. Tentatively, I might be appearing on that show tomorrow, May 4th at 8 p.m. Queens, New York, Time Warner Cable, Channel 34. Okay, moving right along. Wednesday, May 12th, I am conducting a free past life regression teleworkshop. This is a telephone conference. It's not Skype. It's not on the internet at all. It's by regular phone. Toll rates may apply. This is where we're going to talk about past lives, our soul's memory from one past life to another, how that translates into our current existence in terms of habits or patterns, identities, and so forth. We're going to do an exercise, then a meditation to recount our past lives. We're going to open the table for discussion. And guess what? This is free. Wednesday, May 12th. For more information to join this teleworkshop, go to NorthNYC lightworkers.net to get the phone number and the access code. Very important. I've posted it on that website, so I'm not holding it from anybody because this is a free teleconference. But it is, I believe, limited to, or shall I say, no more than 150 participants can join at any one time. So the earlier that you call in on that day, Wednesday, May 12th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, by the way, and you'll be able to access the free, did I say it was free? Free Past Life Regression Teleworkshop. Although there is a small overhead to conduct this teleworkshop, there's a link on the website, northnyclightworkers.com, if you are drawn to making a small non-mandatory donation of any amount to help with the overhead. But anyhow, that's Wednesday, May 12th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Next, May 16th, which is on a Sunday, from 3 to 6 p.m., is the Free Spirit Gathering taking place at the Enchanted Studio, Bronx, New York, where you can come in and meet like-minded people. Very awesome people of different backgrounds, different races, different identities. We're all coming together in the light of God for 3 hours. You get a free reading, you get some munchies, you get to make some new friends. This is taking place again Sunday, May 16th from 3 to 6. For more info, go to northnyclightworkers.net. You do have to RSVP because it's only open to no more than 10. To RSVP, call 917-686-7192. Leave your name, phone number, and your email address. Next, Saturday, June 19th is the ARE of New York Psychic Holistic Fair, taking place at the ARE of New York Edgar Casey Center. Oh, it's on West 30th Street. Oh, I got it. 241 West 30th Street in Manhattan between 7th and 8th Avenues. I'll be there to give readings. 212-691-7690. 212-691-7690. And lastly, speaking of psychic fairs, the Enchanted Studio, where I am now recording this podcast from, is having its very first psychic fair on Sunday, June 27th, from 12:30 to 6 p.m. We have a nice little array of very talented readers and practitioners on hand for this psychic fair. It's free admission, although with the confirmed guest list of practitioners, let's say, confirmed to appear, sessions are $20 for 15 minutes and $40 for 30 minutes, which is beyond reasonable. Beyond reasonable. You can go to northnyclightworkers.net and click on the Psychic Fair banner logo, and it'll take you directly to more information about the fair itself and who is scheduled to appear. And yes, I will be there to give readings, and I'm also organizing this with a couple of friends of mine, and we're just going to have a really kick-ass psychic fair here at the Enchanted Studio, and we would love to have you join us. So that's Sunday, June 27th. Okay. I told you, it was a this little calendar of upcoming psychic events is getting a little bit more packed these days, and of which I am not complaining. I'm still out of work, or in transition, let's say, so I'm making the best out of a very limited income, as you can imagine, but everything has been good nonetheless. Life is good. Well, my income isn't really limited. I mean, the resources may not be present right now, but that's surely changing. Alrighty. Have a reading request. Oh yeah, I must be unstable today. Have a reading request here for Vicky, born April 4th, and she's asking about Ted, born March 31st. She wants to know if she and Ted are getting together again in the future. Again. Vicky, my dear. The past 2 weeks with you and Ted have been a little strained, to put it mildly. You're both very headstrong and very determined people. I'm a little concerned that there are some compatibility issues here with this relationship. First thing I'm getting here, Vicky, is that you and Ted are like oil and water. It takes a whole lot for you to mix together in a very nice and harmonious concoction. You guys are like oil and water. It feels as if communications are tough on a very deeper level, or even on a, you know, on a, just tough in general. I'm not trying to make light of the situation here, but Vicky, wow. And, you know, Ted's not a bad guy, and, you know, he has some great qualities, and you, Vicky, you're very lovable and kind. But sometimes, you know, even the best of people don't always get to see things eye to eye and don't always get along. And if you have to let it go, you have to let it go. Especially if it's oily and watery all in the same time. I believe there's been some tensions that arose regarding finances. I don't know if either of you lost a job or lost income, or both of you are going through your own personal financial setbacks right now, but I believe the finances have been a strain on top of everything else. It's going to require a lot of extra time to make this relationship work, Vicky. I have got to be honest with you. Do I see an impasse here? Do I see any probability? Well, you two could exist as friends. Certainly you can coexist as friends. But in terms of a relationship where there's romance and expectations and commitment and long-term, that's a long haul, dearie. That's a lot of work. There is water and oil all mixed together here. If you and Ted can rise above that challenge or challenges and have an understanding of one another's personality and just really open the door to more frequent communication, because you can't really assume anything. This is not the type of relationship to have assumptions. You really do need to communicate. And if you're willing to do that, then it makes the transition of this relationship easier into something that's fluid and flowing. And the chemistry starts to come together nicely and organically. But right now, it's oil and water. And it's like salad dressing. When you get one of those packets in the store to make salad dressing in a bottle, don't you have to shake that bottle really hard to get the oil and water to mix? You just can't shake it like, oh, okay, it's done. No, you have to be like very vigorous about it. Like, okay, I'm going to shake this bottle right now and make the salad dressing. So that's basically where you're at with Ted. He's a nomad to me. He's a bit of a loner. I guess he's a daydreamer. So it's hard for him to be tied down to anything. That's another thing. You, Vicky, you're very grounded. You're practical. You're hardworking. And you're looking for the whole enchilada. You're looking for romance, you're looking for the relationship, you're looking for the engagement, you're looking for the marriage, you're looking for the settle down. And Ted is not the settle down kind. So that's why I was saying oil and water. And I can't guarantee that things are going to evolve the way you want it to or want them to. It's going to take a whole lot of shaking and a whole lot of work for this to work out. And if it doesn't, Vicky, at least you and Ted can be friends. If you don't wish to be friends with Ted, after at least a few months of trying or seeing where this goes, then you're going to have to release it. You can't fix Ted. You can't control Ted. And certainly it's not Ted's role to fix or control you either. That's not a relationship. If there isn't any compromise, if there isn't any sense of, you know, a meeting of the minds or the meeting of the hearts, especially with a lot of egos involved, this isn't gonna fly. This is definitely not gonna fly. And this is something you're gonna have to release, let's say, so that you can be open again through some healing to attract someone who really radiates with your energy and vice versa. Okay, I know this is not what you wanted to hear. See how it goes for a little while longer. I'm even getting the impression that you and Ted aren't even talking. And if you are, you know, the conversations are very, very short. So, I have to tell the truth as I see it, but this is too oily and watery for a relationship to be healthy. Sorry. Okay? But thanks for sending your question, Vicky. And again, if you out there listening would like to have your question answered for a free reading, send names, dates of birth, and one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Just so that you know, this podcast is twice a month, and it may take a while for me to get to your question, but I will get to it. And this podcast cannot really exist without your input and without your participation. So the more questions that I have, the more podcasts you will get. Twice a month, if I get a whole lot of questions, it'll be three times a month. If I get even more questions, it could be weekly. But for me, I like the flow, the ebb and flow of a bi-weekly podcast. That's just, it really fits into my schedule, so to speak. But do participate. Send those questions in, and I'll help you to the best of my ability. Alrighty. Ooh. I've been talking for a while now. Water. In a stuffy room does a body good. How refreshing. Okay. Excuse me. I apologize for that disgusting sound. Today's spirit message is movement powers new energy. A lot of us are going through different transitions right now. We could either be heading towards new jobs, new homes, new places of employment, new whatever. But in order to do that, in order to transition, you've got to instill movement in your life. Physical movement, especially, which means nothing's going to happen unless you make the effort, unless you make a conscious effort to move and to embrace the change through movement. Movement sends a message to the universe is that you're ready for new energy, that you're ready for new changes, you're ready for a positive outcome in all that you do. So what do I mean by movement? Just do. Just, you know, leave the house, unplug from the computer or the internet or the Xbox or whatever it is, and really start to see the potential that's all around you. don't be so limited by what's on the TV and the news and all of that rigmarole about the economy being this, that, and the other thing. Movement. Be ready to move. Consciously and subconsciously. Because when you move, and when there is movement, that sends a signal, that sends a confirmation to the infinite. And that pretty much powers new energy, kind of like a windmill. A windmill only moves when there is wind. So the only way that you can claim and embrace new energy is by pushing it through movement. You've got to get up. You've got to do your networking. You've got to explore. You've got to step outside of your fears. You've got to do all of this and then some. But it's based on movement. Planetary movement, okay? I mean, look how the Earth is always changing. And that's through planetary movement. The Earth is on an axis. It rotates as it revolves around the sun. That's movement. And the Earth changes through seasons 4 times a year. So if you can imagine yourself as the planet Earth, or Divine Mother Earth, and you just start to rotate around all that is, or revolve around it, but you're rotating, you're spinning on an axis, you're moving. When you move, you change. And you have to allow that. So movement powers new energy. Breathe in that truth. This is your reality. This is your life unfolding. And you have to move your life forward to make things happen. And so it is. Okay. Well, we have come to the conclusion of yet another great intuitive guidance psychic podcast. I want to wish all the moms around the world a very, very, very happy Mother's Day, especially to my mom, Dolores. And we'll be back again in about another couple of weeks, probably the day before the next spirit gathering on the 16th or thereabouts, sometime this month. So until next time, peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.